The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
It's the voice of DJ Scream. We're live from First Class Sounds. Big Bank Black is here. We got a special guest on the next edition of Big Facts. We'd like to welcome Rich Homie Quan, the Big
Sir.
Now, before we get started, man, in tradition, Big Facts, raise your right hand, man. We got to swear you in. Tell the truth, the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth. Yes, I do.
Okay, and you can plead the fifth as well. We ain't here to mess you up.
I ain't trying to plead the fifth, though, man. It's Big Facts.
What's up with Rich Homie, though, man? What you been on?
Man, working, man. Staying focused, man. You know, I'm staying out of the way. Still working, though. You know what I'm saying? Still clicking that bag. Still paying bills and shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why would you say staying out the way, though? I mean, man, you got a lot of fans that don't want you to stay out the way.
Yeah, I got a lot of fans. You feel me? But, like, you got to think, like Black just said, like, Nick came out so hot, started staying out the way. Man, I made a lot of that money fast, bro. You feel me? And making a lot of that money fast. Ego got in my way. You feel me? So sometimes, now I had to just step back from self and absorb self. And like, nigga, you tripping.
Ain't no rule book come with that money, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no rule book come with that money. You ain't know how to take all the shit that come with that shit.
Yeah, then like, you feel me? It went like, nigga got like 100,000 to 500,000. Went from broke to like a million fast. So it's you feel me? That shit'll fuck with your mental. You know what I mean? That shit'll fuck with your mental. Like, you feel me? Especially coming from nothing and you think you want everything, then you buy everything, your ass stuck. Like, what I'm gonna do next? You feel me? So it was just like one of them me moments where I just had to step back from myself and just like, feel me, let shit fizzle out a little bit and just find out like what's my purpose for being here.
Is there anything you would have did different?
Yeah, of course. Like, if a nigga say, nah, he lying, of course the shit I would have did
couple
different.
Things, like, maybe a couple moments when you was like, man, I might have did this like this or just.
Nah, it's just like, man, one thing I always say, like, what I would have did, like, to be honest, man, I ain't even read my paperwork. I just signed it. You see what I'm saying? Nigga being broke, shit, that TIG, that fly, he got a check. I know he ain't finna try me. Then my mind telling myself.
Okay.
You feel me? Not saying I signed a bad contract, but, like, shit, at the end of the day, that's why we ended up doing what we had to do, because, like, the contract went, like, the shit went right to me.
So that's why, like it feel like your shit just slowed down or came to a stop because you feel like you was in feud with your label?
Oh, yeah, I was. We was going through a litigation. So at the time, we're trying to see what we're going to do with songs. And, like, shit, I hadn't been paid for, like, the other songs I put out. So you got to think in my mind, I'm like, shit, I hadn't even been compensated for the good music I done did. Why the hell I'm going to drop some more shit if my money ain't even right by this? So let me get my business right. So when I do drop some more shit, I know I'll be paid the right way. You feel me? So that's really what it was.
What would you say to people about the signed contracts, like some of the young ones and the artists and all that shit? Like, because that's a common thing.
Yeah,
like,
I can't really say what to say only because, like, that shit worked for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was doing what worked for me. Like, I would just say, like, get your entertainment lawyer if this something you want to do. You feel me? Like, that's what you should start off. Like, get your entertainment lawyer. Because, like, me, I don't like to read paperwork. Niggas send you 8,000 paper. You just trying to see the last paper and the first paper.
Where you sign at?
You feel me? So, like, I would just say, like, get somebody to look over that work. You know what I mean? Just being smart about it. Like, it's a business, bro.
It be all type of shit hidden up in
that
shit.
Come on, man. You know, like, that's like on a commercial. The shit that be real that you can't see. You know what I mean? Yeah, they going to tell you. Come on, man. And, like, I don't like to read that shit. So, like, without, like, going forward, I would just get me an entertainment lawyer. You know what I mean? Just be smart, man. You feel me? Like, read everything before you sign it. You know what I mean? Straight up.
Hi, you interact with your fans a lot. Now, you know you made them a promise on these projects, these tapes. You would never stop going in. So I even had people ask me because you rock with Tank 2 and he's close to you. Like, what's up, man? They want you to keep going in. So what's the status on 2020? What can we expect from Rich Homie? What's going to be going on?
Shit, man, of course, like, I got to keep going in. But, like, I feel like I had to just get out of that, branding myself by still going in. Of course, like, I want to evolve. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, that's me. I already done said it. I don't want to keep saying it. You feel me? Just about elevation, man, growth. Of course, as long as just mic in my face, I am an artist. So with that being said, I still got a job to do. I still got fans to please. You feel me? Music gonna get dropped. But it goes back, like I said, like, I got my business handled now. So now I know, like, whatever I drop, I'm really benefiting off of it. You know what I'm saying?
I seen shit on Graham, I think. Yeah. On your page, you posted, like, Old Corn.
Yeah, the Old Corn.
Old
Corn,
the hardest, bro.
Yeah, I fuck with Old Corn, but, like, the song came about. It's like every time I go, like you just said.
No, I'm saying the old Quan.
The old me.
It's the hardest.
Yeah. But
I'm putting you down, man.
Yeah. Like old Quan is the hardest. Like, but like at that time, but like right now, I ain't going through that type of shit I'm going through in my life no more.
Hey, man, you gotta figure out how to make that shit. Yeah. I'm putting your ass down.
That right,
too. You gotta go get some inspiration. You gotta go ride past, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that right.
That's what niggas wanna hear, bro. Like, Like, bro, you came out so hard, and niggas was saying you sound like Future. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We know that.
Yeah.
I called this nigga. I said, bro, it's a nigga I just seen up here with Gucci, bro. Yeah. I don't think he signed to nobody.
Yeah, we over there at the house.
You
we
need to sign
house.
This nigga now, man. Mm. He sound like you, but it gonna work.
Yeah.
I told that nigga that shit. He'll tell you.
Yeah, well, we locked in over there at Gucci house, man, about a month, man.
Straight ditching, man.
Gucci would not let nigga leave.
Nah, that's real shit.
That whole month, bro.
That's how it worked.
Right down Marlin.
Yeah, you pushing them bitches out, bro. You pushing them bitches out,
bro. Yeah, it was that hunger, bro. It was that hunger, man. Like,
what you think make you can trigger that same shit back in the nigga?
What, get that hunger back?
Yeah.
Like, shit, like what I just did. I had to get out the studio with everybody and get back to recording with just me. Stop trying to make all the heads nod and then what you call it and just get to drop the music that I like. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Because
the music that I like, shit, the world got to like it, it's mine. Mm-hmm. Opposed to me trying to please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You're an artist.
Yeah,
so, you know, you in the studio, you looking through the booth, when you start seeing them head nod, that make you smile, that stroke your ego. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I had to just dumb it down. Nobody in the studio, just me, bro.
Yeah, because some of the time it be niggas just nodding their head because they know you looking.
Yeah, exactly. So
you know what I'm saying?
Nigga playing your game with you. You feel me? So it's like, just had to just cut everything out. Get out the big, go back in the room. You feel me? Just get inspired, bro, some way, somehow.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's all, man. Then you start, you see niggas around you moving. Shit, I'm supposed to be moving like that. So that's inspiration. You feel me? No, I'm like, shit, man, no, y'all niggas ain't harder than me. I just got to outwork y'all niggas. Mm. You feel me? And that's just been my whole thing. Like, nigga ain't fucking with me, scream. Mm. I just gotta outwork them, bro. You feel me?
Mm.
Don't get caught up in the sauce. Don't get caught up in the hype. Feel me? That's my mind frame, bro.
Now you know I'm a mixtape nigga. I dig through hard drives and I think how many songs you and Future got together that we ain't heard? I think it's about 5 or 10 of them.
Yeah,
12.
Yeah, they know more than I do. You feel me? About 12.
About 12 of them.
We got now.
You think we ever hear them?
Bangles. I done heard all of them.
Yeah, you heard all of them?
Yeah, I don't
make
know.
Make it to everything. Like, you the DJ, man.
I really like. You feel me? Like, I would want to get back in the yo, though. You feel me? Yeah, I would want to get back in the yo. You feel me?
Because,
like, I've grown as an individual. You feel me? Then I want to see what bro had at, just to see, like, do he feel comfortable putting it out? Because I think, like, that was always, like, his songs were just collaborative work. If you ask me, them bitches would have been out. But then I didn't want to just, you know, let the song pop out, and mess up the relationship me and him do got. You feel me? So my bro wanna drop him, he could just hit me up, my line open, like, shit, I'm ready to drop him.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
And just as a fan, I just gotta throw it out there, man. This is like me asking, like, Outkast, where they do music together.
Yeah.
Where you and Young Thug, where we see one song reunion, maybe.
Bro, I don't know, bro. You feel me?
Is like the conversation anywhere amongst the camps, anywhere, is it in the air at all, or is just y'all just...
If you had one thing to say to Schlein, like, as your boy, your brother, how y'all were locked in, what you said on the phone, if y'all was
right
on
now?
Yeah.
Shit, bro, let's just sit, pull up on me, let's just chop it up. You feel me? Like, before we even get to songs and
exactly.
I want to just see what bro mind mentally, like, because, like, to this day, we still ain't just had no conversation. It was more like people around us talking, opposed to me and bro just sitting down having that conversation. You feel me? So if I talk to my brother, bro, shit, pull up on me, let's just chop it up. This ain't no studio, this ain't no nothing. It's just, like, to see where we at, let's just chop it up. You feel me? So that's what it'll be, straight up.
Okay.
What you think got in the way of that shit, like?
Ego, real bro. Like, you got to think, at that time, man, we both hungry. We both just take off. And like I just said, just straight up egos and people around us talking. You know what I mean? And that shit happened fast, bro.
Yeah.
That shit happened fast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't expected to do that. Like, straight up, man.
Mm.
You feel me?
How you feel? You check out his music, like his last album and everything?
Yeah,
how you feel? You ride his album, you be happy for him.
Be a liar, man, nigga. Sound.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just,
my
you
dog,
know,
man.
Facts.
It was in the studio every day.
Yeah,
like,
facts, you know what I'm saying?
Everything. Yeah, nigga, shit hard. You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me? Shit hard. Like,
yeah. That's what we're here for, the facts.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, don't like shit hard. Like, nah, right. Man, I ain't listening to hype.
Some people be on that. No, I don't listen to no rappers. You know what I mean?
Nigga, you hear it. You ain't got to listen, but you hear it.
You know what's happening. You feel me? So, yeah, I listen. Like, you feel me? Of course, like coming out, like not saying like I'm going to look for it, but if I hear, I'm listening to that motherfucker. Mm. You feel me?
Like, so what was the situation with Bird? See, I ain't never get a chance to ask you.
It wasn't no situation. It's just like I never did paperwork with Bird. So like
just niggas just locking in on
some. Yeah, you just know
up.
Like you saying like me and Thug in the studio every day. Bird come with Thug one day. Now Bird at the yo every day.
Mm.
So it's like shit, Bird like shit. I just want to put this shit out. You know, JJ, I want to put it out. Let me put it out, Corn. Cause me and Thug dropping a lot of music. But we don't really know what we're gonna do with it. Bird like shit, man. Let me just put it out under the Rich Gang. We ain't do no paperwork. We ain't do nothing. Just you know what I mean? We just making music. You feel me? Bird probably like rapped on 2 songs. The songs were already did. You feel me? Bird just, but these niggas, but they working so much. Like me and Thug in 2 different rooms in the yo. You feel me? Sometimes we'll just get in. But other than that, he working, I'm working. You feel me? Bird just like we were doing, put the shit together and we just put it out. You know what I mean? It wasn't never no situation. You feel me? So it's like I was never tied to Bird. So like I don't know, but like I see Bird still. What's up, Bird? You know what I'm saying? It ain't no bad blood in that. You feel me? I don't know how he feel, but I'm telling you what really went on. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You feel me? You know.
Absolutely, man. You got that Falcons jersey on, man. Let's talk a little sports for a quick second, man.
I had this on yesterday, man. I love them Birds, though. You feel me? Like, I'm from Atlanta. Like, yeah, this shit on yesterday, man. Went to a little video shoot. I want to rep them Birds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now that's real. We salute that. Up, man. We salute it. It just be tough, man. Them Birds don't cost us so much money.
All right, that's Atlanta, nigga. We ain't won that. Shit, the Brave, bro. You feel me? Like, I told myself, like, I probably gonna be the lamest nigga in the world, but like when we play Golden State and Steph come back, I'm gonna be courtside with the Steph on. They're like, Quan, what are you doing? I won that bankroll with Steph. Jack. I got to let bro know. Like, they going there with all that Atlanta shit on. They capping. Yeah. Come on, man. I go in there, man.
Right.
I'm gonna be Golden State. I'm look like the mascot, man. I'm on that Steph, man.
You still live in Atlanta or you move?
Hey, man, I got to stay in Atlanta. Like, this the black Mecca, man. This black Hollywood. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this Atlanta. Like, yo, I'm here.
How that shit is with like with your hood? You know when nigga get fame and shit go up and shit like with your day not day one, but you know niggas that was around and shit.
I said, you know how that go, man. When you get to saying on no, man, you know you a fuck nigga. Soon you say yo, you know you their best friend again. It just come like growth, man. It's no for me. I don't give a damn how what you consider me, how it look, nigga. I done said yeah 1,000 times, bro. You feel me? Yeah, we still going to
a lot of them yells, goddamn, make you be had to tell somebody you love in the future, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nah, that's real talk.
You got to tell your bitch, no, she can't get this because you got them being yeah, and niggas ass.
Yeah, but like, I got some day ones who went straight. I got some day ones who going to forever be day one. You feel me? That's how I go. I still can go to the hood. You feel me? That was going on, man. That shit come with it. If you don't know how to handle it, I feel like you weren't built for this shit. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to quit, you weren't built for this shit. You feel me? That's like two things I ain't going to do and I can't do. You feel me? Like, come on, man. Atlanta breed warriors, bro.
How old you were when you started rapping, though?
When I first, when
like,
I took it serious.
Like,
probably like 11th grade. 11th grade when I just like, fuck baseball. I just want to do, you know, rap. I think I want to rap. Probably like 11th grade. But I feel like, shit, my whole life, like, God was throwing signs. I was in the band. Shit. Third to eighth grade. You feel me? Quit that shit, though. Right. Like, you know, you go to that football game. I'm up there, Price. So we went to Lakewood Stadium. I pull up at 10. All the cool niggas in the top. So I was like, I don't want to do the baseball. I mean, I don't want to play the band no more. So by the time I get to high school, baseball, that shit wasn't working out. So I was like, try to rap. Like, I always like poems, like to read books. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what they do. You feel me? I thought I was good. Shit sucked like when I listened to it, but it was just part of my growing process. You feel me? After I got out of jail, I was like, did what I want to do. Fuck it. Did what it is.
Do you read Instagram comments?
Nah, I don't get caught up in them.
You don't get caught up? So social media, you don't hear the trolls and the people and the comments and all that. You try to just stay focused on.
Like the one that be at the bottom of a picture, if it's just like at the bottom, but that probably somebody I'm already following.
Right.
But I ain't just like going through scrolling on the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. What's the craziest shit ever came to your DM? Blew your mind.
A nude?
A
nude picture.
A nude picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, for somebody I wouldn't even expect no nude from.
Blue check?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. He said, of course.
A nude, you feel me? Yeah, a nude. Other than that, you feel me? You see DMs all day. Niggas asking. I don't think, like, nothing crazy you ain't heard before. But, you know, you're pretty sure it was a crazy DM you done saw.
Let me hear one of yours. Not as crazy as yours.
You feel me? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, crazy, like. I did some crazy shit, you feel me?
You ever opened up the DM, though, like, speaking of, like, news and blue checks and all that shit, and be like, bingo, jackpot, like, I was waiting on this. I thought about this.
Hell nah.
Nah, not yet?
I don't know, I just don't look at it like, that ain't the way I try to holler at women, like, you feel me? Like, I ain't trying to holler at you through the ground. I'm trying to show you this shit real life, because my mind, like, everybody trying to use that avenue. Everybody gonna send a DM, let me just pull up on a pimp for real. Let me just show her what it is for real. So I like, you feel me? Like, I ain't gonna say like I don't reply back to bitches now, cause I'm capping.
Right,
but like I ain't trying to shoot my shot on that motherfucker. That makes sense. I'm entertaining the bullshit. Yeah, you feel me? Like I ain't shooting my shot, but I'm entertaining the bullshit.
Entertaining the bullshit, but not shooting the shot. I read between the lines.
You feel me? Yeah.
You feel me? I read between the lines, man. Who you think one of the hardest young niggas in the city on the come up?
Shit. Baby, he done came up, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He up. He's up.
Let me see who I just like.
Baby killing it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, it's so much niggas. It's so many niggas in Atlanta rapping now, man. I don't even know who is who. A nigga from here. The baby hard too though.
Mm-hmm.
The baby hard, but I know he ain't from here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you who I like though. What's the dude name? Lil Guap, Tarantino, like Lil Guap, Guap hard.
Ready.
Yeah, Lil Guap hard,
yeah.
Bro.
Guap
yeah. Him? I like his image. Shout I like out to
he charged
yeah.
up.
Yeah, that nigga hard.
He charged up. Guap
yeah.
charged
yeah, Guap
up.
Yeah, Guap charged, so.
And he got the work ethic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, I just, yeah, he could rap. I be
shout out to Guap, Tarantino, yeah, free
yeah.
band.
Shout out to Guap, yeah. But I just be still listening to niggas who can rap, you feel me? Because niggas just throwing on beat, just talking. You still got niggas, still some talent out there.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
What's something you're looking forward to doing in 2020 as Rich Homie Quan that you ain't got a chance to do, like some bucket list shit?
Shit, bro. I wouldn't mind like doing a book, write me a book, you okay. feel me? But I ain't trying to write no autobiography, you feel me? It's more like on some... like some Alex Cross shit, you know, like, mm-hmm. you feel me? Like some different shit. I just want to show niggas, like, niggas, like, different, you know, everybody want to come out of autobiography. I feel mm-hmm. like that's what I rap for. I've told you enough about me. Okay. What I'm going to tell you in the book, you don't already know my nigga, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. So I just want to come out and just show niggas, like, nigga mind be thinking, mm-hmm. you feel me? Maybe then put that shit on a movie, mm-hmm. a little strip, but it started writing the book, you feel me?
You think goddamn, in this rap shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think that street shit automatically come with the rap shit? Like,
not no
when
more.
You a rapper, like, I'm saying like just like beef and, you know what I'm saying, confrontations and yeah. egos and all that shit, yeah. you know what I'm saying, that shit automatic, you feel like yeah. it automatically come with it or you can escape it.
That shit automatic, bro.
That shit automatic.
Like, that shit automatic. Like, I don't give a damn, you know what I'm saying, you the backpack kid. It's going to be a nigga that's going to come for your spot and you're going to have to, you're going to be put in that situation.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, retaliate or don't. Like, bro, how do you feel about it? Even on the interview, they're going to ask you. Your facial expression going to tell it all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, ain't no escaping that. That shit come with it. Price of fame.
Real shit.
Straight up. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like,
you said earlier, like, goddamn, basically, like, nigga kind of got lost in this shit.
Yeah.
Like, chasing the wrong light.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What mood you feel like, goddamn, you look back on, like, damn, I wish I would never did that shit.
And that's probably land,
it was that damn, bro.
You said a damn?
You shouldn't have did that shit.
I ain't gonna lie.
You shouldn't have did that shit.
The damn, like, the. That's a big fact.
I'm putting you down, man.
Look.
You shouldn't have did that shit.
But look,
man.
But, all right, now, Pete Gang. All right, you right. So, I'm with my defense. Look how many niggas got dancing now. I feel like.
Yeah.
You feel
but
me?
But that just wasn't. That wasn't.
It went
that
like
that. My nigga, bitch. Yeah. It don't sound like that nigga finna do that.
Yeah, like, and I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. And it went. You feel me? It went. That was like 5 years. I feel like, I just felt like, I don't know, bro. I was drunk as hell when I did. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Look, the crazy thing is, I did this shit, bro. We in Florida, and I remember.
But you started running with it. You should just let that one time, like,
bro.
Okay,
I killed it. But listen, dude, what I'm telling you, when I did it, bro. Man, the girls went so crazy.
Yeah,
nigga.
Yeah,
so,
I see
like,
you.
I felt like, boy, you ain't never seen when Diddy be dancing up there. I felt like Prince. I had never just heard, like, the girls throwing panties and shit now. I'm getting panties and
like
bras. I'm getting panties and bras thrown at me now. I was like, nigga.
He say feel like Prince.
I was like, nigga. I was like, boy, this shit. But
did
I ain't gonna
wave,
lie.
Yeah.
Look, that shit, when I did the damn, bro, I had... Nigga had sold 2 million, bro, in 10 years. We had them broke a record, like, on some shit. As an independent,
I'm about to say that, that
but I ain't gonna lie
about yeah. hits.
That shit was going
down. Let me tell you what it was. Niggas stopped taking me serious when I
yes,
did the thing.
Yes, man, that's all putting you down, yeah. man. Like,
niggas stop. Niggas, but get what, to this day, boy, you can't give me a dollar to do that motherfucker, boy. Niggas like, boy, hit the damn, hit the damn. Yeah, nobody hit corn, boy. Ain't nobody, we not hit no more.
That ain't even him.
Yeah,
I'm not him.
Yeah, man, So, like, yeah, at the moment, like I say, it was drunk. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? Because niggas did start like, boy, this nigga dance.
Nah, you hit the
dance
now.
Nah, for real.
You did that? You hit
no, I said you hit the
oh,
dance.
Oh, I thought you said you hit it.
Them folks made a whole nother hit off that shit.
Listen, bro.
Did,
to this day, man.
For
like,
real, you got paid? Did you get paid out that shit?
Nah, man.
Oh, that's
what the hell?
Nah.
They hitting
that.
The corn, doing the dance, and saying your name. You can't get nobody.
Only because, bro, I just felt like you just said, I ain't even want to be associated with nothing with the dance. Like, after the nigga made the song, bro, and who made, no disrespect to I Heart Memphis or nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, man, and he was young. You got to think, at that time, man, I'm like 26, 27, yeah. Man. I'm thinking like, hey, time, like, man, what that baby ass nigga doing the dance like that? You feel me? Like, he, you know what I'm saying? Then he done named it. And then when ain't no name to so it, but he made me a verb.
At the video.
You feel me? Like, when he hit the corner now, bro.
At the video.
Bro, we never had a name on it. When he put the name on it, man.
You was through.
Yeah, bro.
At the video, though, with your partners, man. Ain't none of your partners say, hey, man, what's
bro,
going
they
on?
Saw the way the girl was looking. They were trying to do it. What you mean? Like, now I'm putting you down.
You feel me? They were trying to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man, after they saw the girl reaction, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas start trying to do it. You feel me? I went, like, to be honest, after we had done sold, then I started like, oh, these niggas laughing at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they probably laughing. I'm thinking like, oh, boy, y'all, boy, I'm getting up. Like I told you, like, once you step back from self, you just look like, everybody mad, like, bro, why you ain't do the dance? Everybody know you for the... But y'all niggas ain't up here doing the dance with me. What you talking about, man? You ain't arching your back like on that, man. You feel me? So we retired the dance, RP the dance, you know what I'm saying?
Dance is
like
over.
Straight up.
Dance
man.
Made some money though.
Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah,
you feel me? Like
saying.
I said,
nah, it do. Like, it do. But it was take a gift and a curse. Somewhere that you don't want to go.
Yeah, it was a gift and a curse.
Gonna stay there.
Yeah.
Well, stay there.
You feel me?
But Duke ain't doing what he would do. You know he wasn't doing it. Duke dancing.
See, it'd be different if I came
that
out dancing. That's what it was, too, though. You feel me? Like,
yeah, if you came out dancing, you could stick to
you
it.
You feel me? Yeah, but like, nah, but like, fuck the dance.
Corn you know that shit wasn't right, yeah. Man.
You feel me?
Like, for real. Like, but it like, was right at the time.
But listen, and in my mind, though, but you got to think, bro. Trying to, at the time, like, niggas still trying to cross over. You feel me? Like, you got to think, this was my
that's
biggest
what I said,
song
it's
of
chasing
my career.
The light. It really chasing the light.
And at the same time, like you say, I gained the crossover, like, the crowd, but at the same time, I lost, like, my core.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Well, you're going to have to come back, too.
You lose your core.
Y'all got to come back.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so then, yeah, like I say.
Yeah, you got to turn into a do-the-dance nigga.
It ain't even about the money. But, like, you know, when niggas like, but why you do that? You just had to bring the money and let you know, like, the dance wasn't done for nothing. But at the end of the day, like, you lost your vision doing the dance. So, yeah, to say what you say, yeah, you right.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, because that shit, like...
This thing's silly, man.
I ain't trying to be funny, bro.
I know you
funny for the big head, Corey. Like,
bro, I know your
bro.
Character.
You
going to be
you
real.
You hard, though. You hard, bro. Like, I know you.
I'm putting you down.
You harder than when I seen that. When I seen that shit, I'm like, hell nah, Corey. You just got there. Like, that was it. You know what I'm saying? That shit there, that sweat and all that old shit, that was it. Stay right there.
Yeah.
Cause nigga tried that ooh. That probably.
But listen though. Listen, everybody.
Hold on, I got me a plaque out there. Ooh,
but listen though.
Right, but go ahead. He could have wrote that for somebody.
But
else.
Listen what I'm gonna tell you though.
He got the same.
To my credit, to my managers in here. Bro, I didn't pick that song. You feel
it was a hit. It's a hit.
But at the same time, like, I was so
nitty,
used
right?
to.
That spins
yeah, but at the same time, I was so used to, like, picking the songs that describe who I am. You feel me? Like, I wasn't used
that's
to.
The shit niggas wanted, though.
Bro, I wasn't used like, but, like, I wasn't used to, bro, the singer getting picked for me. Like, but this the one we're going with. I'm like, hold up. I don't even. You feel me? I wasn't even feeling it. I wouldn't put it up.
You gotta perform it. Like, nigga, once you don't gave it to me, this shit is up. It's up. Like, I hate
exactly.
it. I hate it doing try it out. Like, them folk were booking me with goddamn. Bro, I used to hate that shit, bro. Like, y'all booking me with what them boy named Travis Porter, no shot to them, but bro, this ain't what I'm doing. This pimping I'm talking about. This shit just sound like that, bro. Nah, man, I just, man, one day just, I quit.
Yeah,
you did.
Not doing no more show, don't call me. I don't give a fuck if they got 100,000. I don't want it. You know, I gotta go up here and do this shit in front of goddamn.
Your boy's like, damn, I know my nigga, like. Yeah. Bro, like, I wasn't feeling it. Cause, like, I knew, like, my core fam was like, bro, they want to hear some hard straight shit, bro. Like,
yes.
They want to hear some hard shit. And Fly, like, bro, I'm telling you, this the one. Fly saying, I'm telling you, this the one.
But what else Fly supposed to say? It was the one.
It was.
Yeah. What else Fly supposed to say from a business standpoint?
Yeah, it was.
It was a hit.
It was a hit, though.
He picked the hit. But I got to come back to this shit.
Yeah.
Corn, like... Well, these hoes, you know what I'm saying, nigga get older, these hoes start looking at them nigga different. Okay, we don't want any now these hoes ain't screaming no more. Well, my niggas didn't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, they're right, too.
You get what I'm saying?
Right,
nigga don't want to hear that. Nigga don't want to even get in no video with no nigga shit. Not saying this happened, like, bro, this nigga try to do that dance, bro. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, hell nah, Corey. Nigga dodging the nigga every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit, bro. Can't get cut. Bro, you came too hard.
Yeah. I feel you.
Hardest, bro. You shut the streets, my nigga. Yeah. Niggas don't do that when they come out, bro. You shut the streets. I'm gonna give you that. Like,
that right too.
Shut this bitch up. Like, niggas, I don't give a fuck, nigga, every car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every car, nigga, playing that shit.
That right too.
Word for word, like, man, that. I don't understand why niggas feel like they gotta do something else.
Yeah.
Like, not the you or any nigga. Like, I don't understand why you gotta do something else. Let them folk cross over to you. That's how you gonna be big.
That's right, but you gotta think.
Like, nigga, think, I'm doing these crossover records. Your mixtape hard in your albums, bro, because you trying too hard on the album.
That's right, too.
That's just how I be. Niggas got that nigga, put that, get that same effortless shit, nigga, you know what I'm saying? The geeked up shit that you think ain't shit gonna be something.
That right.
I'm putting you down.
Yeah, but you gotta think too. You young, like, I don't know what I know now. You
know what I'm saying? No, I just put that out there for the listeners. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But like, putting you in my mind, you young, you like, my boss man and them told me to go with this shit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, I kid you not, bro. I would not participate for the song, bro, for like the first 3 months. I'm like, man, I don't pay radio over 100,000, man. Can you please participate? And you feel me? Like, I'm like, I did the dance on Milk Marie. Like, this the first time I did it. And, like, the girl went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I get drunk again. I do it on Flip. I'm like, shit, okay. This will make me like the song for the minute. Then the dance got old. I got tired of doing it. Like, just straight up. You feel me? Yeah. The shit wasn't the same vibe no more. You feel me?
Yeah. Let's talk about what space was you in when you did the freestyle that went viral? That was overseas. Tim Westwood.
I don't know, bro. I was so happy to be overseas. I think that was my first time overseas. And I don't even freestyle for nobody.
Yeah.
Put the phone on. Hello?
And it's like, when I saw it, I was like, I was tripping. But the freestyle was still hard. I was just excited. You feel me? I was excited.
Yeah. And how you feel when you look back at that?
It's like a memory.
A memory?
Yeah, like, I was high hell excited.
Yeah.
Don't do this shit no more. But this shit was still dope.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I don't be like, if it happened, it happened. Like, I ain't like ashamed of it. Mm. I ain't ashamed of my dance. I wear that shit on my sleeve. That is what it is.
Mm.
I probably shouldn't have did it.
Standing up on it.
Yeah. Like, you feel me? I probably shouldn't have did it, but I did, and that's me. You feel me? Like, I ain't tucking my tail. You feel me? Yeah. And I'm going to come back from the dance. Watch me. You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
I'm on my way. You know what I'm saying? No cap.
Yep.
You feel me? Yeah.
How much music you say you still make a week? You still go as hard as when you first started? Or you
not as hard. Only because, like, I be trying to get myself, like, shit to talk about. Then, like, even, like, in the past, doing all them songs, then, like, just letting the motherfuckers sit. So now I be trying to just, like, get in the yo, like, when I really got shit on my mind, maybe once a week, about 5 songs a week. So, you feel me? Just still try to just, like, overdo myself. You feel me? But I try to get my times, try to get myself time to let my brain just marinate on my thoughts.
Mm.
You feel me? Yeah.
Okay. Who's somebody you ain't get a chance to work with or fuck with yet that you feel like you still gotta get in with?
Rihanna. Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, for real.
And speaking of that, you'll bring her to your world, or would you go?
It don't even matter with Rih. Like, I'm like, if she want me to come to her world, like, it ain't no preference. Like, I like to work. You feel me? Like,
did you get in?
Oh yeah. Like, with her, I'm trying to work. So if she bring me to her world, that's what I prefer. Do some shit I ain't used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? She want to come to my world, that's even better. Because I'm already comfortable and I can just, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, though. I just, like, a fan of Rihanna, though. Her voice and shit. You know what I'm saying? Not even, like, sexual. Of course, like, she fine as fuck, but I want to work with her, though.
What's some shit that Quan be doing that we might not even expect you to do? Like, some shit that you into?
I said, Reed,
you told us about that.
That shit powerful, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get more out of mission through a book opposed to a movie. You know what I'm saying? Learning new words, then, like, if I'm going to be a rapper, might as well watch other artists, you know what I mean? Even if I don't like to listen to other music, other artists, just to see how they get their message out, you feel me? So, like, reading is probably, like, the powerful thing I do.
That was another crazy moment where I felt like they just overdid the whole thing. When you did
Bank,
the
man, tell them Bank sent the jewel.
Bankers make a plays on Big Flex.
Yeah.
Oh, when you
tell them you coming to me.
Real play.
Big Facts, live, unedited. The Biggie shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Man, see, that shit was just meeting, like, bro, you know, like, TV different.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, TV different, bro. Like. Bro, LaKim called me up. If today or Friday, LaKim called me Saturday. Like, I performed Sunday. Mm-hmm. Can you come doing this tribute to Biggie?
Mm-hmm.
So,
For the record, you are a Biggie fan. Like, you because people were saying, because
like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't even lie. Like, I know Biggie songs, but like, I ain't no fan. Well, I just know a Biggie catalog only. But so, like, let me put you down. Hello? So, she called it Friday. put the phone. She hit back Saturday morning. Like, what you gonna do? I go tomorrow. Mm. I was like, all right, bet. This Lil' Kim, I don't wanna leave her hanging. Yeah, so keep in mind, I don't even know what song I'm doing. Then like, I'm from the South, like, so I ain't really just bigging out my preference. I ain't going to Biggie. You feel me? It was more pop, but you feel me? So
like a long story short, hit you when you fuck
yeah,
with
Kim. It's Kim. I go. We in New York. The day I get there, she like, "Well, we're gonna do this song." I was like, "They know." I'm like, "I don't even know. Can you get me the lyrics?"
So you told, but you told them you didn't know the song,
bro. We in rehearsals. I didn't even rehearse. I was
I forgot about that shit.
Yeah, I ain't even rehearsed. You feel me?
My bad. I was just on the phone.
You feel me?
Yeah, the phone got there tried you up with that shit, bro.
She called me. I told her she called me Friday. Like, she hit me up. Like, "Hey, Quan, you know I fuck with your music. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I want you to come up here and doing a bigger tribute." I was like, "All right." But I ain't just tell her, yeah. She was like, "It's Sunday." She hit back the next morning. "Quan, I really want you to do it." I was like, "All right, bet." So I'm going up there. So she hit me with the song. She like, "This is the song I want you to do." I'm like, "I don't even know it." They get me the lyrics. But make a long story short, they were like, "Quan, we're going to put it on the teleprompter for you." Bro, I get out there. I ain't nothing on the teleprompter.
Oh,
I can't hold no lyrics.
But they didn't get a song just to listen to earlier. Like,
yes, but
you
like, bro,
listen on your phone.
I don't even write my own music. So it's like, this is a whole process I don't even do when I like record. You feel me? Like, the way I made my art, and like, I ain't know I was gonna be mimicking big exact words. Like, I ain't know what the fuck I was gonna be doing. I just told her, y'all, this Lil' Kim, you know, you don't wanna fuck out no relationship. She done called 3 times. Obviously, she want me to do it. You feel me? Because Fabulous was supposed to do it. I was like, "Fabulous, bro, you made me look like that on TV, nigga. You supposed to do it." You feel me? But I ain't know it, and I ain't act like I did. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
bro, I didn't know it, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? You don't heard the song. You know, like, the words everybody know, but the
you
part.
You know the vibe of it, but you don't know the lyrics.
Man, come on, man.
But you fuck with Biggie.
Man, I went and bought a Coogee sweater and everything, man. You feel me? That's it. Man, I had a Coogee sweater on and everything.
Now they got the teleprompters on the stage and
but
shit. That's what they supposed to have.
They didn't
have
the lyrics.
They told
me,
like,
supposed to,
you feel me? We're going to have the teleprompters on there. You feel me? I'm going to get out there. Ain't nothing out there.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing out there. You feel me? I think that shit was on. Nah, I ain't gonna say that because I fought with Kim, but like, I got sabotaged.
Wow.
You feel me? Like, I don't know though, but like, when I got out there, it wasn't no teleprompters. You feel me? Wasn't no teleprompters.
You probably shouldn't have tried to keep going. You should have just got down.
I look like,
I wanted to vibe with it.
That was just natural instinct, like, just vibe. Like, I'm on stage, like, you know. Then you gotta think, like, I can't hear myself. You got these things in your mic ain't on, so you think, "Oh, they can't hear my shit." But you look at it on TV, boy, they got everything like verbatim. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, then like I watched it one time with like the word come on at the bottom, like like gibberish. That what it said, gibberish. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
No cap. That shit said gibberish. You feel me? So, like, that shit just ham, bro.
That's crazy. But then again, all that is what make you rich, homie. Yeah, like, you don't regret none of that shit. It's part of the story.
It, bro.
You got to go harder, bro.
Yeah.
You got to go harder,
It come with it, man.
Keep
going in, man.
That's it, man.
Nothing perfect, so.
Yeah. Well, we like to always ask, man, before we wrap the big facts, man, we want to make sure everybody in a good headspace.
Yeah.
So we be talking about like mental health and are you all right? We ask everybody that, not just pinpointing you, but you all right?
Nah,
you feel good? You happy?
I feel great, man. I'm good mentally. You feel me? I'm mentally stronger than I ever was. You feel me?
What happened for
Way more sober. You feel me? So, clear thoughts. You feel me?
You said way more sober?
Yeah.
Okay.
All them drugs.
Smoking weed. You feel me?
Them drugs. Nick can't be fucking them drugs, bro. Them other drugs do something else, bro. I'm telling you. You got to smoke that weed.
Yeah, that weed going to do it, though. You feel me?
Yeah, them pills.
Just keep a clear mind. You feel me? Keep a clear mind, bro. You feel me? Taking it one day at a time, bro. You feel me? I'm controlling the music, not letting the music control me.
Right.
You feel me?
And you're having fun with it still.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
For sure, man. We appreciate you pulling up the big facts, man. Let everybody know what's coming up for the 2020. The fans got to know something.
Oh,
you got to give them some type of info.
Oh, right, shit. We dropping more videos from the Coma Project. We probably drop like 2-3 more projects this year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to do a book this year. You know what I mean? Other than that, man, I'm on my mogul business shit.
Yeah.
The whole year. You feel me? Just because you don't hear from me, I mean, just because you don't see from me, don't mean I ain't working. I'm working, man. I just ain't social friendly. You feel me? That shit ain't the same no more.
So we will get new Quan music this year.
Yeah, of course, bro. Of course. Okay. Like,
go hard.
What quarter this year?
First quarter.
Yeah. Right. When the first quarter over?
April 1st is the second quarter.
Yeah, before second quarter. Man.
Oh, first quarter. We getting first quarter music.
Yeah, I got some first quarter shit that come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
I got you. Okay. I got you to go hard. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, going.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all pulling up, man.
Yeah, for sure. And I got the Coma out right now on all platforms. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I'm streaming everywhere. You feel me? We're going crazy with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Big shouts out to Rich Homie Quan. You know what it is, DJ Scream, Big Bank Black. And Rich Homie Quan, Big Facts. Salute.
Yeah.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.